This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
You're with Rach and Dean with Jacks in the back. It's 8 minutes past four and it's 13 degrees outside.
Ooh, it is a little bit chilly. It's been chilly for a while and I'm in an ongoing battle with Mother Nature.
Oh,
so
really?
I have not yet turned my heater on. So I've just been going to... It's very cold in my flat. It's cold over in Collingwood, and I've been wearing 3 or 4 jumpers to bed, big woolen jumpers.
That's impressive.
It is.
Do you still roll around? Can you still roll around?
I don't know. I sleep in little, because I was used to sleeping in tiny little spaces. I'm like a little, vampire, you might say.
But you sleep in a coffin?
Also, yeah, I'm used to, because when I lived in Paris for so long, I lived in tiny little terrible apartments that only had a camping stove. So I'm not used to having a microwave. I don't have a microwave. I don't have a TV right now.
Blasphemy.
I'm used to very simple living. Still don't know why I'm single.
Do you have a kettle, Jack?
I do have a kettle. I have a kettle that whistles. It's a stovetop kettle. Makes me feel very happy.
But without the kettle, it sounds like you're living off the grid.
I'm kind of off the grid. I do have the internet. I have my laptop.
But you struggling stand-up comedians, I tell you.
That's the thing. I'm trying to save on bills. So it's getting colder and colder. It might be warmer if I slept outside. Is anyone else's house colder inside than out?
I do have a solution for you.
Yes.
Uh-huh. My partner was away for the weekend. 2 hot water bottles. Solved the problem. That's all you need. They're very cheap. You can get them from big discount stores.
So when your fiancé isn't at home, what's the best substitute? Hot water bottles. I like that.
But what are your energy saving tips? What
do
you
please.
Do?
Joy 94.9.
You're with Rach and Dean with Jackson in the back for the drive home. This is Horny by Potbellies with Zoe Badley.
You know how I feel. What's the deal, baby? And I can't wait.
Zoe Badwee with the Potbellies, and she's horny. You're on Twitter. She is. I'm not making this stuff up. Oh,
she's horny. I'm cold.
You're cold? Tell us about
it, Jax. What a beautiful segue. I'm asking for energy saving tips because my apartment's so cold. I've been sleeping with three or four really big woolen jumpers. So I don't want to turn my heater on. Rach suggested that I use hot water bottles, which is good. I don't have one. My friend suggested to turn the oven on and just leave it on instead of a heater. I don't know if that would save more or less money and, you know, might actually kill me.
And what, do you leave the oven door open? Is this...
Perhaps.
Is it gas or electric? That's an important question as well.
I think it's electric. I should know that.
Either way, it's dangerous.
Zach, what's your position on the electric blanket?
Well, that was, I think, a few weeks ago I was saying I got my electric blanket out and it's full of my ex-boyfriend's pubes.
Oh, you don't want to be using that.
No.
Oh,
so I just want to shake it out. Well, it does, you know, it's an extra layer of insulation, but...
not comfy insulation.
No, I've made a beautiful fur vest out of it. that's disgusting. Or is it? So I was just wondering, you know, some people, like Rach, you're saying you switch off your appliances?
I do. At the wall, every day, without a doubt, by the time I get home every night, they're back on again.
Oh, no.
That's the joy of having housemates. but I like to be conservative with my energy, but I tell you what, this weekend I had the heater on.
Look, I used to be conservative with my energy. Then we got, when we did a renovation, almost middle-aged gay white male, did a renovation. we did the heated towel rail in the bathroom. Can I tell you, once you've got one, you don't go back.
Oh my gosh, I miss having heat lights in my bathroom. Don't have them anymore.
I want a heated toilet seat.
I fix everything.
Heated toilet seat is an idea. But tell us, what are your ideas for keeping warm but also conserving energy?
Hi, I'm Warren.
And I'm Anastasia.
Daytime Joy brings you uplifting music and fantastic breakfast and drive teams to get you through your daily commute with laughter, great prizes and news for our community.
The tag team, Harry.
Yes.
Is it true that you only review Welsh superstars? I know Bonnie Tyler concerts.
Well, I'll stop you right there. It's Gina to a friend.
That's right. She's a family friend of the Lloyds.
It was lovely to catch up with Gina. Oh, I tell you what, she's had hell of a year. She's been touring all over.
You promised to bring Bonnie Tyler into the studio.
I did promise that. You're absolutely right. But unfortunately, her schedules have made me break my promise.
So I look around the studio now. There's no Bonnie Tyler here.
No.
Slept on your couch?
It's New Zealand. Yeah, I offered Bonnie the couch. I did. I had to. It's only fair. I'm going back
to the Celebrate Australia's only LGBTI radio station. Support our presenters by signing up, renewing or donating to Joy this radiothon and keep us out loud and proud.
There are also amazing radiothon prizes, like a Holden Astra up for grabs if you sign up before June 30.
We still need Joy and Joy still needs you.
Your voice, your radio station.
Joy.
Oh.
It's time for Trump's tweet on a Tuesday.
This always excites us.
Well, we're never at a loss for information because he's so active on Twitter. But this week, the news is actually the reverse. He's actually been a little bit silent.
Oh,
so after FBI Director James Comey had his written testimony and also his high-profile testimony in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee in the United States, Donald Trump actually deserted Twitter for about 45 hours.
Thank goodness.
Wow.
I know. They kept him off Twitter for a whole 45 hours.
But dropped in the toilet.
It got me to thinking, though, what's the longest you've been off social media?
Oh, see, I was off the grid a little bit.
You off the grid?
And then, yeah, because a lot of people do that. They go, I'm leaving Facebook for 2 weeks. I don't know. I need it to update my gigs and stuff for comedy, but...
Because I wake up and I check Facebook. I don't know what I think's happened while I've been sleeping, but it's just become a habit.
Well, that's how you get your news sources, right? You don't know if things are happening around the world without your Facebook, but I've only done it whilst on holidays. But I thought you were going to say since his Covfief dilemma.
Covfief.
I actually went to trivia last week and that was one of the questions. It's like, what is the seven-letter word that Donald Trump made a mistake in? But it's,
I think that's why maybe they've gone,
maybe
no,
he
Donald,
should have had
no.
a break after that.
Step away from the tweeting machine. Step away from the tweeting machine, yes.
Well, it is very embarrassing that he just tweets like a little kid.
I know. But yeah, so what's the longest you've been off social media? Can you do without your social media? Or are you addicted? Are you addicted to your device?
Can you do a whole 24 hours? I can't.
Or can you, like the Donald, can you do 45?
Joy.
94.9.
Speaking of banging on, I'm a single gal about town.
Speaking of banging on.
And I haven't dated for a long time because I'm 31 and I can't be bothered with it, to be honest. But the idea of meeting someone somewhat exhausts me and somewhat exhausts me even. And but lately I thought maybe I'll give it a go. I'm not too keen on all the apps. I just feel like I'm downloading genitals, which is weird for me. Because if I wanted to have sex, that's not an issue for me. But, you know, to meet someone that's nice and doesn't yell at you, like my past experiences, kind of difficult. I've had some shockers, Rach. But so my friend was like, all right, what are your deal breakers? I'm like, what do you mean?
Yes.
They're like, what about, you know, if this person did this and that? And the great example, she said, what if, would you choose between a gym junkie or a smoker?
Ooh.
Which is an interesting one.
It is.
Oh, I've got issues with both of these.
Oh, do you?
Why? Yeah, see, naturally my instinct is to say I wouldn't date a smoker because I don't smoke. I don't particularly like the smell of smoke, especially on someone's breath. But yes. Also, I went on a date once with a gym junkie. It was awful, probably the worst date I've ever been on. This was well
picky
before I met my fiancé. it was just boring as...
Just like a fitness freak.
Yeah, but not interesting.
But they can count to 10 three times really well.
Oh, so you'd use you as a push-up. That's weird. But also with... Because sometimes gym, I think perhaps more with men, it doesn't really mean health. Like, it's not health and fitness. It could just be gains, getting some sick gains. So I know a gym junkie, really big, sweet gains kind of dude, who smokes. He smokes menthols, which is very funny. Which, that is a turn off for me. Smoke menthols. Get out of here, mate.
Oh.
I like Marlboro Reds or nothing. I want a bad boy.
You see, you got a very particular type, yeah?
I think so. I don't know. But, I mean,
maybe
don't,
that's
don't
why
be
single,
a...
Jack.
Yeah, because I have standards, yes. Never used to, now I do. It's crazy.
But tell us, what are your deal breakers?
Please.
Smoker or gym junkie? You only choose between those two. Don't bring in other things. It's either smoker or gym junkie.
Joy.
So we're trying to solve a bit of a problem for Jax.
Yeah, someone just said to me, what are your relationship deal breakers? I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, first up, gym junkie or smoker? Would you rather? I mean, the light world isn't as black and white as that, but it's
binary.
A bit of a fun game.
Yeah.
So
we have had one response in.
Yes, Simon from the front desk.
Yes, he's very clear.
He did say, they're both very bad, but he'd prefer one with a hot body.
Well, smokers can have hot bodies.
They can have hot... Some people are just naturally very lean and muscular.
That's right, but I think the gym junkie's more likely to be fit.
Yeah, if you're going by stereotypes, he's going for the gym junkie.
It's true, and like... There could be, you know, if they're a gym junkie, they could have a lot of steamed broccoli, smelly farts versus smoker's smelly breath. That's also to take into account.
This is so hard for you single gals. I kind of know how you do it.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime. joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.